The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea. While he dismissed the crowds, after doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now it was evening. He was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a story. A Scotsman was visiting the Holy Land, and Scotsmen have a reputation of being very tight, or a bit of cheapskates. And so he wanted to take a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee, and he went along with his wife and family and got into the boat and asked the man on the boat, "How much does it cost?" The man said, $100. So he got out of the boat again and said, "No wonder Jesus walked." Just a little story. You have to smile. Yeah. Anyhow, what's the story? What's the meaning? What does the gospel mean to you or to me this morning? That's the important question. And to me, it means, again, it's a story about faith and trust in Jesus. Now, it's easy to say. It's easy to say, "Jesus, I trust in you." We all say that very often. But when we're in difficulty and when we're surrounded by trouble, then can we trust in Jesus, knowing that all eventually will be well? And that's the question in the gospel this morning. And the minute Peter began to lose faith, what happened? He began to sink. He began to sink. And if we try to cope with everything on our own, then we too very often, you know it from your own experience, we begin to sink. So the lesson in the gospel this morning then is to pray every day for that real trust in Jesus, the trust that comes from the heart, knowing and believing that Jesus will never let us down. Many other people may let us down, and perhaps we have been let down very often. But again, I ask you the question, can you ever quote one instance in your life when you feel that God let you down, that Jesus let you down? And I think the answer is no.